Along with some of their victims, I was at Sheffield Crown Court to see members of the grooming ring locked up. For one survivor, it's almost 30 years now since she first met her abuser aged just 11. That man, the ringleader Arshid Hussain, will be spending 35 years in prison. His brothers Basharat and Banaras were given 25 and 19 years respectively. Afterwards, outside court, Senior Investigating Officer Martin Tate gave me his reaction.
One of the victims said to me on the way out that she never thought this day would come. And I'm just absolutely ecstatic for her and all the victims that hopefully they can start to move on with their life, and this is the first step in that process.
Hopefully this sends out a very strong message, doesn't it, to other abusers out there?
I think it has to. The judge was absolutely adamant about the organised criminality that she took into account and how she will not accept this sort of criminal offending. She's got to send out a strong message to these offenders that the police will come after you, and if you are convicted, you will go to prison for a long, long time.
The brother's uncle, Kirban Ali, was jailed for 10 years and Karen McGregor for 13. Another woman, Shelley Davis, was given an 18-month suspended sentence. The judge told them the harm they'd caused their victims was of unimaginable proportions, that it had been devastating for them, their families and the wider community. Rachel's sister was one of the victims who helped get the case to court.
Some of the things we just sit back and ourselves and we just think, wow, has that really happened? But it has, and we've lived through this horror and nightmare, and it just completely breaks down the family. We've been lucky. We've got Jessica back. We're building her back up, and she will be strong, and she is strong.
The judge also described how their victims felt worthless and ashamed. Some had developed eating disorders and depression. She said for many years they had no voice. Well, now they have been heard, and it's hoped other survivors who've endured the same horrific and degrading abuse will now have the confidence and the faith in the authorities to speak out.